Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the theme, How to Interpret Scripture. Lesson 10, The Bible as History. Thirsty. Faith and History. The Apostle Paul takes a collection of heroes of the Old Testament in Hebrew chapter 11. And he tells us about Enoch, who lived such a life that he was taken away, no death, taken away when he still lived, to heaven. What a privilege. He talks about Noah, for 120 years, this Noah built the ark. All the people, they were sure, it has not rained up to now, and it will never rain. And Noah had heard it will rain. And therefore he built the ark as he was told. Imagine building on something 120 years. Maybe you have built a house and you hadn't enough money, so it took some time, maybe some years. But 120 years? Building something for something which had never happened before, that it will rain. And not just rain. There will be water everywhere. Therefore the ark. What a faith. What a faith. And we hear about Abraham, who was told to leave his home country in Mesopotamia, where later on the Assyrians lived and the Babylonians. He was told, go into a land I will show to you. He was told by God. He had never seen the land before. He could not Google in the internet, how is the climate there? How many people live there? To have a chance to survive there? Nothing. He had never been there. He had never seen it before. God said, go, and he went. What? A faith. What a faith. And when you think of his wife Sarah, at the age of 90, not 19, 90. There's only the N as difference. At the age of 90, she gave birth to Isaac, which means we love. It's something to laugh about. A 90-year-old woman gives birth to a boy. Baby boy. But she trusted in God. And Joseph, being sold as a slave at the age of 17 by his brothers. By his brothers he was sold. Now this hurts in your soul, doesn't it? When an army comes and takes you, they are stronger. But then when your brothers sell you as a slave, that's hard. But when he goes to Egypt with these Ishmaelites, who had bought him. When you go there, when he went there, he remembered the stories of Father Jacob. He told him about this ladder he had seen in Beth El, where the angels went up and down, and he slept there. He had seen it. Father of Joseph, and he remembered the story. He had heard it very often. He remembered all the stories of his father, the stories with God, experiences. And because of all these stories, Joseph made a decision. I will stay loyal to God. Whatever will be, whatever will happen, I will stay loyal to the God of my father, Jacob. He is a real God, a living God. What did he experience? How God stayed to him? Let's look at these figures, these heroes.